Thorn Keys, guilty secret, Thorn Keys, guilty secret. Cale Varn walked through the narrow alleys of Evereagh's lower districts, his footsteps quiet on the worn stone. It was early morning, before the city stirred, and he moved unseen amidst the sleeping market stalls and huddled tenements. The air reeked of last night's ale and burning rubbish, a familiar smell that clung to him like a shroud. He had been summoned by Curator Elwyn of House Valen, at the heart of Thorn Key, the seat of power for the ruling families of Evereagh. It wasn't unusual. Cale often received such summons, usually concerning subtle imbalances within the aristocracy that only he could correct. The work was delicate, a whisper here, a whispered promise there, and an enemy would vanish or a rebellion would fizzle. As he approached Thorn Key's gates, a chill ran down his spine. The air thickened with unease, like a storm brewing in the heart of the city. Cale's steps slowed. He sensed the weight of something hidden, a secret that gnawed at the foundations of the key. Elwyn led him through ornate corridors to a private courtyard where the first light of dawn spilled over the fountains. Her face was grave, the lines around her eyes deepened with worry. "Cale Varn," she began without preamble, "Thorn Key faces a delicacy. Our youngest member, Lord Aaron Valen, has become distracted." He raised an eyebrow, a rare case of public exposure for one so high-ranking in the ruling family. She hesitated before continuing. His fascination with the lost art of melodic magic weighs on his judgment and that of our house. In this quiet morning light, Cale's gaze met Elwyn's. Melodic magic forbidden since the Age of Order had not been seen for a century, whispers hinted at its rediscovery by some reckless scholar. "Show me," Cale said, knowing the risks were more complex than simple distraction. She led him through hidden passages to an inner sanctum where intricate instruments lay scattered across tables and shelves. Among them, Lord Aaron stood, fingers on strings of a lyre that seemed to glow with an otherworldly light. The air vibrated with his singing, not just sound, but a raw thread of essence tied to the music. "Cale," Elwyn warned, "we had thought it mere indulgence, a hobby. But his use has evolved." The cost of this melody was beginning to show. Aaron's eyes were sunken, skin sallow, and the threads binding him to the instrument pulsed with a power that would consume him. "You see," Elwyn said, her voice barely above a whisper, "this is why we called you. Cale Varn, the art of correction lies not in grand gestures but in what is unseen." He stepped closer to Aaron, sensing the web of ties that bound the young lord and the hidden price he paid with each note. A single touch and the strings snapped silent. Lord Aaron stumbled back, eyes wild. "Father," he whispered, bewildered, yet freed from the hold of his obsession. In this moment, Cale understood. Thorn Key's guilty secret was not corruption or bloodlust but the Forbidden's lure, a disease eating at its core. As the darkness receded from Aaron's gaze and reality set in, Cale realized that correction wasn't always about blood or silence. Sometimes it required breaking what was unseen, to restore balance in secret. The melody still lingered on his fingers, a thread of magic that he couldn't shake off. He'd have to pay the price later, a memory lost, perhaps a taste of his strength sapped away. As he watched Elwyn lead Aaron away, her expression a mix of concern and relief, Cale couldn't help but feel the weight of Thorn Key's secret now rested on his shoulders. The cost to himself was already clear. The residual magic from the lyre had etched itself onto his skin, leaving an itch he couldn't scratch. He made his way back through the hidden passages, navigating by touch more than sight in the dim light. The first task was to break Aaron's hold on the forbidden art, and Cale knew a small piece of him would pay the price each time he succeeded. The memories that faded with each correction fragmented scenes, faint as whispers in his ear, were fragments of his own past, lost before he had even reached his prime. He recalled a fragment now, a day spent with his mother in the Evereagh countryside, chasing after a lamb on a hillside. The image was so vivid, yet he couldn't place it in his personal timeline. Elwyn and Aaron were waiting for him in the grand hall of Thorn Key. Lord Valen himself stood by the fire, an imposing figure with eyes that could freeze water at 20 paces. "Cale Varn," he said, voice firm as stone, "the task is clear. Extract your friend from this addiction." Cale inclined his head in agreement. "The family's reputation must be protected." In private chambers, away from prying ears, Elwyn handed Cale a small pouch containing 3 items: a vial of distilled silver wine, a silver pin, and a note with a melody written in an ancient script. "Erin needs to break the connection," she explained, eyes pleading for success. "The wine will weaken his resolve, but it's the least reliable method." Cale nodded, though a part of him knew he would have preferred subtlety over poison. He navigated the labyrinthine corridors of Thorn Key in search of Erin, who had disappeared into one of the family's many suites. The silver pin was pressed between his fingers, its weight a reminder that every correction came with a cost to himself. He knocked softly on the door. Erin's voice whispered through the panel, his words unclear. "Come in," the young lord said finally, and Cale entered to find him pacing by the window. The room was heavy with music still, a lingering resonance that made the air vibrate like plucked strings. Erin stopped at the sight of Cale, a mix of desperation and fear on his face. The silence between them was a living thing, heavy with secrets. Cale's gaze met Aaron's, and for an instant he saw the boy he used to be before the magic consumed him. "It's time," Cale said softly, his voice a gentle reminder of reality. He handed Erin the pouch. "This might help." Erin took it mechanically, his eyes never leaving Cale's face. The silver pin caught in the sliver of morning light streaming through the window, casting an eerie glow on the floor. For a moment, they just stood there, the only sound the soft hum of the city outside. Then Erin opened the pouch, and the scent of distilled silver wine wafted out a bitter, metallic smell that made Cale's stomach turn. He watched as Erin uncorked the vial with unsteady hands, his eyes clouding over like smoke seeping through a cracked chimney. The wine's liquid surface glimmered in the morning light as Erin tilted the vial to his lips, then hesitated, the bottle hovering inches from his mouth. For an eternal moment, Cale wondered if he'd made a mistake, if this would be too much for the young lord to bear. But Aaron's resolve faltered, and a single drop of silver wine spilled onto his tongue. The taste must have been as bitter as Cale remembered it, because Aaron's face contorted in disgust. His body began to shake, as if the wine had awakened a storm within him. "No, no more," he whispered, his voice trembling. The music still lingering in the room seemed to vibrate with anticipation, as if it too sensed the moment of reckoning approaching. Erin stumbled towards Cale, his eyes pleading for escape from the hold of the forbidden art. But Cale didn't move forward. Instead, he reached out and took the lyre that had been hidden behind a tapestry, its strings still humming with an otherworldly power. In one swift motion, Cale strummed a single note on the lyre's lowest string, a deep, mournful sound that cut through the room like a blade. The resonance of the music faltered, and for a moment, there was silence. Then, the threads binding Erin to the instrument began to unravel, his eyes clearing as the hold weakened. But at what cost? Cale's fingers still throbbed with the aftermath of that note, its echo lingering in his mind like a scream. He watched as Erin stumbled back, releasing the hold on the lyre, and for an instant, their eyes met two paths diverging, one straight, the other treacherous. The young lord's gaze was clouded, as if he was searching for something lost at the bottom of a dark pool. With each step away from the lyre, Aaron's form began to solidify, his presence growing more substantial, less tenuous. Yet, with every step towards reality, Cale sensed another piece of him slipping away, memories, perhaps, or fragments of a life lived before this moment. The cost was already clear. He'd known that breaking the hold would come at a price, but he hadn't realized it would claim more than just strength or vigor. "Erin," Elwyn's voice called out softly from behind him, her footsteps light on the stone floor as she entered the room. "Let's get you to bed," she said, her hands reaching for Aaron's arm as if he were a child. The young lord allowed himself to be led away, his eyes never leaving Cale's face, though they seemed to hold a thousand questions unspoken. Cale watched them disappear into the hallway, feeling the weight of the silver pin still clutched in his hand. It pulsed with a power he'd grown accustomed to using, the weight of correction on his shoulders now heavier than ever before. He knew that with each task, another piece of his life slipped away, lost forever in the labyrinthine corridors of memory. The thought sent a shiver down his spine as he looked around the room, taking in the remnants of Aaron's musical obsession, sheets of parchment scattered across the floor, a half-finished composition on the desk. The melody still lingered in his mind, an ache that would only grow more intense with time. He turned to leave, but was caught by the sight of the note on the lyre, the ancient script that seemed to shimmer in the dim light. A fragment of memory flared to life, a memory not his own, yet somehow attached to this instrument. The vision of an old man, fingers moving deftly over the strings, coaxed out sounds that were both beautiful and haunting. The image shattered as Kale's gaze snapped back to the present. He tucked the silver pin into his belt, feeling its familiar weight, a reminder of what he'd given up, not just strength, but the memories of his past. And yet, with each task, there was less of him left behind, lost in the shadows of his own history. The vision of the old man lingered, an echo in his mind that refused to fade. Kale turned the lyre over in his hands, searching for answers that weren't there. He set the instrument back against the wall, careful not to disturb the faint vibrations still resonating from the last note he'd played. His gaze fell on a piece of parchment near the desk, partially hidden beneath the scattered sheets of music. A hasty scrawl in Aaron's handwriting caught his eye, "Remember before we were the same." The words seemed a promise or a warning. Tail tucked the parchment into his belt, a small weight added to the silver pin that felt like a constant ache now. He had walked this path countless times, but each correction wore him down a little more. The labyrinthine corridors of Thorn Key seemed to twist and turn in response to his every step, as if the very house itself sensed the cost he paid with each task. His mind still clung to the memory of the old man's fingers on the lyre strings, an image that felt like a key turning in a long-forgotten lock. A knock at the door interrupted his reverie, and Elwyn's voice called out softly, "Kale, we need you downstairs. Lord Aaron is restless." He didn't wait for a second invitation, but strode down to the great hall where a subdued breakfast was being served. The household staff moved quietly, as if aware of the undercurrents running through the house. Kale spotted Elwyn near the kitchen entrance, her eyes locked on his with an unspoken question: had it worked? He nodded curtly in response, and she beckoned him forward. As he approached, Kale saw Aaron slumped over a plate of cold porridge, his head in his hands. The air around him seemed heavy with unshed tears or unvoiced despair, the same mixture of emotions that clung to him like a shroud after each correction. "Breakfast is not usually so subdued," Kale noted wryly, taking a seat beside Aaron. The young lord looked up, his eyes bloodshot and red-rimmed. For an instant, their gazes met, and Kale saw the remnants of the addiction clinging to him like a dark stain, the same substance that had once threatened to consume him as well. He set down his cup, his hand hovering near Aaron's elbow in a gesture of comfort. It was a habit he'd developed over years of corrections, trying to be there for the aftermath, when the shock and disorientation gave way to the crushing weight of what was lost. The silence between them was a palpable thing, heavy with the weight of unspoken words. Tail's fingers brushed against Aaron's elbow, and for an instant he felt the familiar spark of electricity, the connection that had grown stronger with each correction, yet threatened to consume him as surely as the music had consumed Aaron. "Eat something," Elwyn urged from across the table, her voice a gentle prod. Aaron pushed away the plate, his eyes never leaving Kale's face. The lines of fatigue etched on his features seemed to deepen, and for a moment, Kale saw the shadow of the addiction that had almost destroyed him, the same darkness he'd fought so hard to keep at bay. He reached out, placing a hand over Aaron's, his touch warm against the cold skin. "It's done," he said softly, his voice a reminder that this too would pass. The words felt hollow even as he spoke them. Every correction wore him down, erasing a piece of him with each attempt to set things right. The kitchen staff moved quietly, avoiding eye contact with the pair, as if aware of the delicate balance they walked. Kale's hand tightened around Aaron's, and for an instant, their eyes locked in a silent understanding, the pact forged in the fire of shared secrets and the weight of correction. The moment hung suspended, like a note held on the strings of the lyre, before Aaron's gaze broke away, and he nodded curtly. "I think I can manage some breakfast," he said, his voice rough from disuse. Kale watched as Elwyn refilled his cup with steaming hot coffee, her eyes darting between them with an unspoken question: was the hold broken? The answer was never clear-cut. Sometimes it took weeks for the true cost to reveal itself. He sipped his coffee, feeling the bitter taste of it on his tongue, a reminder of the dark price he'd paid for every correction. The room seemed quieter now, as if the household staff sensed the charged atmosphere and were holding their breath. Aaron pushed his plate away, the food untouched, and leaned back in his chair. His eyes drifted to Kale's hand still resting on his, a faint smile playing on his lips, a small, wry thing that spoke of the private jokes they shared. "You're getting better at this," Aaron said softly, his voice barely above a whisper. The words felt like a blow, both cruel and kind, striking at Kale's heart with a mixture of pain and gratitude. As Aaron spoke, his eyes never left Kale's hand, still wrapped around his. The tension between them was a palpable thing, like the air before a storm breaks. Elwyn's presence at the table seemed to fade into the background, her voice and movements barely audible as she continued to serve breakfast, her gaze darting between them with a mixture of curiosity and concern. Kale felt the weight of Aaron's words sink in better at this. It was a cruel joke, one he'd made before, but never thought would be applied to himself. He tightened his grip on Aaron's hand, feeling the familiar spark of electricity that always seemed to follow their corrections. Aaron's smile faltered, and for an instant, Kale saw a glimmer of the desperation he'd seen before, the desperation that had driven him to the brink of destruction and had taken root within himself. He released Aaron's hand, his fingers tracing the lines of his palm in a gentle, soothing motion, trying to ease the tension. "You're struggling," Kale said softly, his voice a low rumble, as if he feared being overheard by the shadows themselves. The words hung between them like a challenge, or an accusation. Elwyn's eyes flickered towards the pair before she refocused on serving breakfast to the other members of the household staff. The air seemed to thicken with an unspoken understanding, one that only they shared. Aaron's gaze fell away, his shoulders slumping in defeat as he pushed back from the table. "It doesn't matter," he muttered, his voice barely audible over the hum of conversation. Kale's eyes never left Aaron's face, his mind racing to find the words to soothe the wounds they'd inflicted on each other. The correction had been grueling, and Aaron's withdrawal was a delicate balance, one that required precision and patience. He pushed back from the table, his chair scraping against the floorboards as he stood up. "It matters," Kale said softly, his voice unwavering. "Every moment counts." As Kale stood, he towered over Aaron, his eyes never leaving the young lord's face. The air seemed to vibrate with tension, like a harp string plucked too taut. Elwyn's voice cut through the silence, her tone measured as she spoke. "Kale, perhaps it would be best if you took Aaron outside for some fresh air." She didn't phrase it as a question, but Kale nodded, understanding her unspoken concern. The fragile balance between them was on the verge of shifting. He extended a hand to Aaron, his fingers brushing against the young lord's sleeve as he led him out into the morning chill. The dew-kissed grass crunched beneath their feet as they walked away from the house, toward the small garden Kale had cultivated himself. The air was crisp and clean, a far cry from the heavy, weighted atmosphere that clung to the manor like a shroud. Aaron breathed deeply, his shoulders sagging in relief, but Kale sensed the desperation still simmering beneath the surface. The garden's quiet tranquility offered no solace for the turmoil brewing within them. As they walked, the sound of dripping water from a nearby fountain created an eerie harmony with their footsteps, echoing through the still morning air. Aaron's eyes drifted to the small pond at the garden's center, where a few wisps of water lilies floated on its surface like ghostly visitors. His gaze lingered on the ripples spreading across the calm expanse, a mirror of the turmoil he struggled to contain. Kale slowed his pace, allowing Aaron to set the rhythm of their steps. He knew every step, every hesitation, and every pause held significance, each a testament to the battle fought within himself as well. The lines etched on Aaron's face spoke of the weight they both carried, the unspoken burdens shared between them like a burdened yoke. Kale's fingers brushed against his own pocket, where the silver thread lay coiled, a constant reminder of his duty and the connection that tied them together. The garden's tranquility was fragile, like the moments Aaron spent in correction. Each held within it the potential to shatter, leaving scars that would last far longer than the brief reprieve they offered. Kale recognized this balance all too well. He'd walked the same path for years now, the path of corrections and aftereffects, etching lines into his face and heart with each iteration. Their footsteps carried them past a small arbor where sunlight filtered through the leaves in dappled patterns on the ground below. Aaron's gaze followed the light, his eyes squinting against its radiance. The brief flash of vulnerability revealed itself for an instant, a moment Kale had learned to recognize and temper with compassion.